The New York Post tabloid sometimes can sum up so much with a photo and a headline. After Hillary Clinton won the New Hampshire primary, the paper, which let's just say isn't a real big supporter of the senator, ran a headline that read, "Back from the Dead," right next to a sort of maniacal-looking photo of the former First Lady. And there were so many messages there. Now, is it her politics, her personal life, her gender that causes people to get all upset? Something she addressed yesterday on Meet the Press when she had a whole hour to go mano a mano with Tim Russert.
In New Hampshire, now the famous scene in Portsmouth where you showed some emotion, was that exhaustion, frustration? What was it?
No, it was actually, Tim, a moment of real emotional connection. Those of us who are running for office and holding office, I know it may be hard to believe, are also human beings. I don't think this campaign is about gender, and I sure hope it's not about race. It needs to be about the individuals each of us is running for the highest position, the most difficult job in the world. And, you know, I am, very clearly someone who's gone through a tremendous amount of criticism. You know, that's fine. I'm more than willing to shoulder that.
Now, some people saw that interview and thought, wow, she's really tough. For others, it confirmed all their suspicions about her. Writer Jack Hitt created his own verb for all the hating that goes on with Senator Clinton. He calls it hillerating in a lengthy article he wrote about her in Mother Jones. Jack Hitt, contributing writer to the New York Times Magazine and This American Life, has been following the campaign so far. Hi, Jack.
How are you?
I'm doing great. So all this hillerating that she's experiencing as a candidate, is it different from the scrutiny she's enduring in the past as First Lady of Arkansas or of the United States or even as a senator?
Well, I think it's just more of the same. I mean, Hillary Clinton is someone who, from an earlier era, is sort of like Richard Nixon in the sense that the different elements of her character have been sort of deliberately, I don't know, planned and sort of put out there. You know, we used to get this new Nixon every couple of years back in the 60s and 70s. And now we get a kind of new Hillary. We got a new Hillary throughout the 90s. You know, she might be the mom who baked cookies, or she might be the healthcare expert, or she might be the dignified first lady traveling to India to talk about the suffering of children. You know, she would put on these different hats. And I think one of the things that makes Hillary kind of more like like this kind of politician than almost any other politician is that she so deliberately kind of dials up and down these different elements of her character.
It's interesting. You wrote in the article that you get sometimes the Tammy Wynette Hillary stood by her man, or the Lady Macbeth Hillary, the steel behind a flawed leader, or the Dianne Feinstein Hillary, a centrist hiding as a liberal, or Miss Frigidaire, a name from her early days in school, which speaks for itself.
Right.
Which one you think helps her the most in this contest and which hurts her?
Well, I think, you know, generally she's trying to depict something around the sort of what I call the Eleanor Roosevelt Hillary. Or the Lisa Simpson Hillary.
Right.
Now, the Lisa Simpson is the straight-A student, the one who gets all the right answers, who is kind of almost frustrated with the world because she knows all the answers and is annoyed that other people don't know that she knows. And the Eleanor Roosevelt one is sort of, the person who was on the cover of Life magazine 25 years ago or longer, the woman who's still listed as sort of the most admired woman in America in certain polls. That's the Hillary that she wants to depict. Now, in a campaign, I have to say all of these candidates are dialing up and down their different characteristics and their, in who they are. I mean, we used to see this in Bush, right? He'd be the guy you want to drink beer with one day, and then the next day he'd be telling Osama bin Laden he wanted him dead or alive. And, you can go from nice guy to tough guy. You can go from Eleanor Roosevelt to Lady Macbeth. Depending on how that is going to affect you, the results in the primary, for example. And we're seeing that right now. I was just in New Hampshire.
Yeah, you witnessed this incident where she was heckled by some young men.
Right. There were young men in the audience who got up and held up a sign that said, "Iron my shirt." And at first I didn't even understand what they were talking about, because most of the time you expect political slogans like, U.S. out of Iraq or stop global warming. It took me a second to realize, this is just a sort of anti-woman comment, like fetch my slippers, woman, make my dinner. And they just started chanting it. They were probably 20 years old. I didn't think they were old enough to even know this phrase. But anyway, they were very quietly sort of taken away by the police. And Hillary got off this amazing line I guess we see that the remnants of sexism are alive and well in America. And let me just tell you, this audience was on its feet and just furious, right? In some ways, Hillary represents where women have come, how far women have come, and how much farther they have to go. And those signs were a brutal reminder of where they might go back to.
Well, it's interesting. You bring up an interesting point. I'm curious about these Hillaraders. Where do they get the most fodder? Is it her gender? Is it who she is as a person? Or is it what she represents now versus what she used to represent or allegedly represented?
Well, I think, you know, Hillary is a mini splendid thing. I don't think there's any one answer to why people dislike her. I mean, when I wrote that article, I was stunned to find out how many feminists didn't like her.
That was interesting in your article, and probably yet, the ones you interviewed, yeah.
But here's the killer aspect of that. They liked Bill. You know, here is the philanderer, the man who cheated on his wife, the very nightmare of a feminist husband, right? And yet they forgave him. And somehow they can't forgive her. I must say, it's confusing almost as to what elements in her character make her so appealing on the one hand and so unappealing on the other.
Well, you know, you made me remember an article I read about when Hillary Clinton was first lady and she had a whole bunch of other women from Wellesley who were in her class, either her Wellesley or her law school class. I'm right. Just remembering this. And one of them said, oh, gosh, I feel like a loser, like I didn't make it. And one of the other women said, I don't think you're the only one in this room, referring to Hillary Clinton.
Right.
Which I thought was kind of interesting.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's long been noted that the media, which is, you know, largely a boomer class, first started to turn in a really nasty way on the president with Clinton. In part because he was the first boomer to make it into the White House.
But she wasn't, though.
No, she wasn't. But there is a sense that, like, the media class feels like, you know, each one of them feels like they should be in the White House
right.
on some level and is jealous of, you know, that since this is a generation that is measured largely by accomplishment and has measured themselves that way, they see the president as this is this competitor, and they see Hillary as a competitor.
Yeah, I want to bring up one more thing. Talk about competitor. I've heard people say this in casual conversation, and then it was actually in the above-mentioned New York Post yesterday, that Hillary Clinton, this is another pop culture reference, is like Tracy Flick in Election.
Right. Oh, yeah.
The drive to win overrides everything else, and you know what? Election is going to be on a cable network tomorrow night, airing repeatedly.
Oh, watch it, everyone.
Do you think that's a fair assessment, that she just wants to win?
Oh, well, you know, I'm from South Carolina originally, and I'm just watching what's going on in South Carolina right now. And let me just inform sort of non-Southerners that a series of codes are coming out now from the Hillary campaign that to a Southerner, white or black, just sort of sets off alarm bells. I mean, the comment about, you know, Martin Luther King couldn't have, you know, completed his dream without Lyndon Johnson signing on is a direct dig at an activist community organizer like Obama, right? And a lot of these, as someone on Talking Points Memo said today, are kind of red cloaks designed to sort of provoke Obama into getting mad, right? So when they say things like his candidacy is a fairy tale, to a Southern ear, what we hear is a sort of undeserving affirmative action black guy.
Right.
Fairy tale, right? When you hear people talking about his drug use, what a Southerner might hear is a ghetto kid. You know, this is all language designed to make us see him as the angry black man. Because once they transform him into Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson, it becomes much easier to defeat him.
Before I let you go, do you think all the hating on Hillary Clinton is overblown? Do you think it's even rational, or do you just think it's a visceral reaction that some people have to her for whatever reason?
Well, like I said, I think it's this mini splendid thing, but I think it's totally I think it's totally irrational. I think people are reacting in this kind of almost sort of from their reptilian stubbed brain.
Jack Hitt is a contributing writer to the New York Times Magazine and also a participant in This American Life. Hey, nice to speak with you, Jack.
Nice talking to you.